Welcome to Hub History, the show that brings you fascinating stories from Boston history. This is episode 4, the Thanksgiving minisode. Hi, I'm Jake, and this week we're going to do things a little bit differently. Since this is a holiday week in the US, we're going to have a short episode. Then we'll be back next week with the story we're calling Secret Nazis on Boston Harbor. Okay, Monday is November 21st, and on November 21st, 1772, John Adams vowed, quote, "Above all things, I must avoid politics, political clubs, town meetings, general court, etc." Of course, after that date, he would be a representative at the First Continental Congress, at the Second Continental Congress, he'd be ambassador to France, Holland, and England, vice president, and of course, president of the United States. We'll put a link to that diary entry in the show notes for this episode. A special day in sports history, November 22nd is the date in 1959 when a new team known as the Boston Patriots was accepted into the AFL. I don't know much about sports, but I think I've heard some local folks express enthusiasm for a team by that name. Wednesday's November 23rd, and on November 23rd, 1793, the West Boston Bridge opened. It was on the site of today's Longfellow Bridge, and it was only the second bridge connecting Boston to the mainland. As you celebrate Thanksgiving on Thursday, remember the Bostonians who celebrated Thanksgiving on November 24th, 1842, with a sermon against slavery at Amory Hall. We'll have a link to the sermon in today's show notes. Friday is the anniversary of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. The oldest existing court in the Western Hemisphere got its start on November 25th, 1692. On November 26th, 1789, the last actual beacon on top of Beacon Hill was blown down in a storm. The following year, a monument was erected in its place. And finally, Sunday is November 27th, and that's the date in 1676 when a fire tore through the North End, destroying some 45 buildings. It's the second great fire on the Bonner map that we referenced in episode 2. Now, as you celebrate Thanksgiving this week, a history buff's thoughts often turn to the first Thanksgiving. Keep in mind, though, that the 1621 Thanksgiving is a Plymouth celebration, not Boston. The Massachusetts Bay Colony didn't even exist yet at that time. There are many historic events that you could celebrate as the first Boston Thanksgiving. First, the group of Puritan settlers led by John Winthrop did have a Thanksgiving celebration during their first year in America. They celebrated on July 8, 1630. Of course, they were in the midst of moving from Charlestown to Boston at that point, and it didn't become an annual holiday, and it was the middle of summer. Puritan Massachusetts actually often announced days of public Thanksgiving, but these were treated as times for prayer and fasting, and they were far from the feast day we know today. At the height of the Siege of Boston, Massachusetts authorities issued a proclamation of Thanksgiving for November 23, 1775. It acknowledges the hardships of war, but calls on residents to give thanks for the blessings they have. It's the right time of year, but, of course, it wouldn't have been celebrated in Boston itself, which was still occupied by the British. The first time Thanksgiving was celebrated on the same day across the nation was November 26, 1789. Congress voted to celebrate a day of Thanksgiving, and George Washington issued the proclamation in October. Among the blessings he asked Americans to be thankful for were, quote, "the conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge." Thanksgiving finally becomes a formal, national, annual holiday after a proclamation by President Lincoln in 1863. Though it was issued during the darkest days of the Civil War, Lincoln appealed, as always, to the better angels of our nature. Quote, "In the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and to provoke their aggression, peace has persevered with all nations. Order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict. While that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and of strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines, as well of iron and coal as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege, and the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of freedom. Nikki and I will be celebrating with family and friends, thankful for our comfortable, secure lives and the loved ones we surround ourselves with, on that day more than any other. We make a very traditional turkey dinner, and this year we're going to augment that with Indian pudding, a dish that dates back to the 1600s in New England. How will you celebrate, and what are you thankful for this year? Tell us by emailing podcast@hubhistory.com or by tweeting to us at hubhistory. You can comment on our Facebook page at facebook.com/hubhistory or comment on the show notes at hubhistory.com/004. We'll post a link to John Adams' diary vowing to avoid politics and to the anti-slavery Thanksgiving sermon in the show notes for this week's episode. I'll also include a link to the Puritan cookbook, The Pleasure of the Taste, from the Partnership of the Historic Bostons, so you can make your own Indian pudding if you want. As I said, we'll be back next time with a full episode on the secret Nazis in Boston Harbor. Until then, we'll see you next time.